Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy, and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one neat package.
It is a neat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up ReComedy, recomedymagazine.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in a relatively quiet Washington, D.C. apartment speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
Did you ever watch Star Trek?
No. Wait, which one?
Either. Anything that
I've
keeps...
sometimes watched bits and pieces of the old one.
Did you watch...
And I was forced to watch it, the new one, because I had a friend in middle school who loved Star Trek.
Your friend loves Star Trek. How old was your friend?
Like middle school.
Okay, boy or girl?
Girl.
Really? Was she overweight?
A little bit, yeah.
And did
her favorite character was Deanna Troi.
Who was Deanna Troi? I never watched the show.
She was like a doctor or something.
Was she the black woman?
No, she was the one with the dark hair.
Okay, not a clue.
I don't know how else to describe
it. Is Vienna or Vienna?
Deanna.
Is Deanna in the current Star Trek incarnation?
No, I don't think so.
Did you see the film?
No.
Any desire?
Not really. I mean, I guess it'll be a good action movie, but in terms of Star Trek, not really. I don't care.
What about Simon Pegg? Simon Pegg is in the film. He's a good man. He plays Scotty.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't... I really like Simon Pegg a lot, but... You know, he's not the main character, so...
Out of anyone living or dead, there's a short list of people I'd love to work with, and Simon Pegg is on that list.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Who's your ideal actor if you're going to direct a movie? Who would you cast? Living or dead? Not animated, though. Real, like, living person.
God, I
have
no idea.
Or at once living.
I'm trying to think of someone that I really enjoy acting, and I can't.
Let's say it's an ensemble cast. It's like an Ocean's 11 or something. You have like 30 actors you can cast. Like, who are some of them? Don't limit yourself here.
Natalie Portman.
Why Natalie Portman?
I've always liked her.
I like her
movies. Even the crappy ones.
What is a crappy one?
That one with Naomi Judd.
Oh, where she gives birth
She's
in the Walmart.
Pregnant in the Walmart.
Yeah. That's
I like that movie.
That's
but it's
Ashley
so
Judd,
stupid.
Not Naomi Judd.
Whatever.
There's a huge
one of the
difference. Okay. I'd say there's a big difference between my Nona Judd and every other Judd. But
what is that about anyway?
Why is it such a big difference?
No, why do they both, the mother and then the daughter, look the same and then Ashley Judd just looks completely different?
No, Ashley Judd looks like her mother.
Yeah, but compared to the other sister.
Well, Winona got the singing talent, so Ashley had to be thin.
They look insanely alike.
Oh,
it's kind of frightening.
Do they have different fathers, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think that matters because
I think
she looks like her mother. It's not like she looks like her dad.
I think it's impressive that someone named Judd is attractive.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's just
it doesn't have huge hair.
Oh, yeah. I like big hair.
And wears suit jackets.
I think the 80s would have been just fine for me in terms of the big hair ladies. I have always enjoyed the big hair. I enjoyed all the hairdos of Rachel on Friends. I enjoyed her bigger
big.
Hair. The first two seasons compared to the later straight era hair.
But that's not really big.
I don't like her face, though. It didn't really do anything for me. This podcast, if you've never listened, all we do is judge pop culture, apparently. We're doing really well. Natalie,
yeah,
who else?
I thought we did.
It's similar. Yeah, kind of, yeah. That and comics. Okay, who do you like besides Miss Portman?
Let's see. So Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor's great. Have they worked together? They have on Star Wars, 3 movies together.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, and 3. Who else?
Yeah, see, I don't even mind her in those movies, and those were horrible movies.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
Although she had a horrible accent, as Padme, what's her face?
It's a made up accent. It's to a place
that
doesn't exist.
She could have just kept her own. She didn't really need an accent.
That's a director's choice. I don't think that's up to her.
I hope not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have that dog from those basketball movies.
The dog, Air Bud?
Yes.
I like where you're thinking with this. Air Bud.
And
I think he actually
only has like three legs now.
Oh, really?
I think like something happened to him after the fact. And now he only has three legs.
Air Bud is definitely the photo for today.
And then Beethoven as well. That dog.
So you're just going to create Star Wars / animal film.
What? Natalie Portman can be in a movie with dogs?
I just like probably the idea of Star Wars meets animal film. That's it. Fuck it. I'm done. Who would you see fuck if you could have any two actors fuck on screen? You don't see any bits here. Keep in mind.
Well, then what's the point?
Comic value.
Eh.
You don't want to see
well,
Precious.
Then why would I want to see that?
You don't want to see Monique fuck herself, her character from Soul Plane, fucking herself as Precious's mom? Precious's mom? That's hard to say. Precious's
mom. Your
humor is quite
odd.
I don't think that's being funny. I think that's just being artsy.
Blech.
Getting real artsy over here.
No thanks.
No thanks? I like that idea.
No thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Monique. I like Monique.
You
too.
Like Mo? Have you seen Precious yet?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I mean, I did. I wasn't like, oh, this is horrific.
Did you see Soul Plane?
I think I remember seeing it.
Here's
I want to say I've seen it.
I've made how many films? How many independent short films have I made? And I have never seen Precious, yet I have seen Soul Plane.
Well, because Soul Plane, the pilot was Snoop Dogg.
And he dies within the first like 10 minutes of the film. But he's in the entire film.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, God, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he fucking dies, and then they just, people fuck in front of
him. Oh, and they have, like, a great bar in there. I would love to ride Soul Plane.
Yeah, we all would like to ride Soul Plane, everybody. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
They should really have thought into, I mean, I wonder how much that movie made.
Soul Plane?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a sequel coming up for Soul Plane, everybody.
Well, all I want to know is, why didn't anyone think to, you know, get together with an airline company and do a real Soul Plane?
Oh, God.
Why not?
I think that was the point. It's so fucking bad. Soul Plane exists. We live in a world where Soul Plane exists.
It might be Virgin Airways.
Soul.
That might be Soul Plane.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've never been on it, but I hear it's fun.
I have yet to be on Virgin. I'm an American man. I'm an American band. How was your New Year's Eve?
It was all right.
What did you
do? I remember it.
Ooh, that's a plus. What did you do?
I guess.
You're not single. You know that.
We went to our friend's house.
Who's your friend?
Dana.
You went to Dana's house.
And he had a party there.
Dana is an editor of my films.
He has a huge place.
Does he really?
It's crazy. It's a loft.
He has a loft?
Yes.
Holy
shit. It's loft-esque. There's really no walls. It's just one big ass room.
Oh, that's great.
But it's really nice.
That's great.
Everything's all new, and it's very nice.
Great. What about who was there? Did you know everyone there? I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, except a couple that I'd met.
Good, Jesus.
Another time, but I hadn't really talked to them the first time around.
Let's widen the net.
Oh, bull. You know how ridiculous it was? Three people had cameras there. Like, nice cameras.
Well, I think that's getting more normal, actually.
I guess.
Nice cameras.
Dana has umbrellas.
Oh, Dana's got
crazy.
He's a fucking
fashion photographer.
That's fucking great. He's going to start shooting You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Hungry Brain, along with Kevin.
I just love that three fucking people brought cameras.
I guess
his was there already. But
let's do a little recap, by the way. Our last show at the Hungry Brain went really well.
Yeah.
It was packed. It was fucking surprising, because at 8:30, maybe eight people there.
Mm-hmm.
And then by, like, the first segment of the show, you couldn't sit down, so that was nice.
We're a grower.
Yeah, we're definitely a grower, not a shower. That is fucking true. We come fast. We're a grower, not a shower. So it was nice going to the doing the show and having people there. I want to get to the level where out of the like 70 people in the room, 40 of them have super nice cameras and are documenting the event.
Do you really want to know those people?
I don't care if they're
Oh, that's true. We don't have them.
No, we don't have to know them. I just want us to be considered this like crazy awesome thing that like I'm totally gonna commit
suicide.
People have
to take pictures.
Yeah, so take.
Well, early on, someone took video.
Of like, but that was with us.
No, no, no. Like it's video of performances from the show.
The show from last Monday?
No.
Oh.
One very early on.
Someone took video.
Yeah, like I think it's on YouTube.
What?
It's one of the comedians and then the band. And I forget what it is.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's not like a million years ago.
We've been doing the show. You've been doing the show with me less than a year.
All right, then. A year ago.
How the fuck could you not remember this?
Although we weren't in it. I think that's why I forgot about it.
Oh, well, fuck that. Then they just like our guests. Fuck that. That's
well,
just...
yeah, that's I'm saying, but we were there. I mean, it's clearly our show. I think they did say where
you
they were.
Sorry, by the way, this audio quality is fucking shit. This is about the third time I've restarted this computer today. I'm fucking broke. We can't afford any more new equipment. I've spent all the money I could possibly afford in this stuff. So thanks for listening. Give me money. Moving on. The show was fucking great. I thought Emerson was good. Mike was great. Mike's 12-string set was surprisingly fantastic. I thought it would be super boring. It was not. What did you think?
I love that. I thought it would be super boring.
No, I thought it was going to suck. It was really good. I was so surprised. The 12-string was a great idea. Okay.
I wouldn't have known. I don't know the difference.
It sounds richer and fuller, and if you listen back to the live shows, you would know that, but you never will.
Yeah, I wouldn't know the difference between a 12-string and a whatever. Someone pointed that out while we were there, and I was like, because it is
12. There's the double.
Okay.
It's double.
Yes.
Did you think I was in a weird mood that night?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think the only person that really knows who I am in Chicago anymore is you.
All right.
My best friend Max, Kevin, Dana, Emerson, Dan, like half the fucking bar. Not half the bar, but like 10 people at the bar were like, you were really different tonight. You weren't yourself. I don't think... You didn't say that, though. You didn't fucking bat an eyelash.
I don't remember.
You were fucking
that.
Drunk as shit, by the way. It was great.
No, it wasn't.
Bullshit you were by the end of the night.
Oh, the end.
All right.
Not during the show. I had like a drink.
No, not during the show. No, during the show you were busy doing the show. You were very good at co-host.
At the end. What's wrong with you? Why wouldn't I be?
Of course. I was not. I was more sober at the end of the night than I was during the show.
No.
I came from Red Bar. I had like 4 whiskeys before the show.
Well, yeah, see.
And I was just all right. And everyone's like, oh, you got this new weird. They think I'm angrier or different. I'm just doing the show more, baby. I'm just fucking in the zone. I don't have time to talk to normal people.
I saw something. I think it was on your Facebook or something where I saw that someone had said they like you, but not the show.
Oh, no. That was me. That was me.
What was that?
I think that was me.
I think you had said it.
Yeah. It was just a thing. If for some reason they like me, but not You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, you can listen to me on Red Bar because I was just on.
Oh, okay. I thought it was someone that said that.
No, I was like, wow. But we do have a new fan. I don't know if you saw this. Some gentleman who was there, who's a lawyer, what the fuck, who was there with his friend who lives like next door, was like, your show was fucking great. And I was like, you're fucking drunk. But I don't think he was that drunk because on the next day, like on Facebook, he like tagged.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Did you see? That was very nice of him. It was great because he walked in. He's like, we were going to leave. I thought this was going to suck. But you didn't suck. And that was really nice to hear. We didn't suck, everybody.
I did see. Yes. I saw him tell you that.
Yeah, that was
crazy. I, too, also thought he was wasted.
But he wasn't because, I mean, even if he was wasted, he remembered enough to, on the next day, on Facebook, said something nice. And that was fantastic.
Well, that's good.
It's crazy. Things are happening, everybody. We screened the film.
Neighbors like us.
For the first time out of the... This is our third screening. First one was a premiere of something. Second was a premiere. This is a premiere of A Proud Tradition. The first time, we didn't actually have a problem with the DVD itself. So that was a plus. We only had a problem with the audio. So considering where we've coming from, by like the 10th screening, we'll fucking be there. Everything will be framed correctly. You'll hear everything. Sorry about that, folks. I appreciate you for coming out. For those that did stick around, we finally did get A Proud Tradition screened and all the other stuff. And I want to thank Esmeralda. Thank you, Esmeralda, for producing a lot of those things that we did on the show. Yeah, So talk about something, or else I'm going to get really mean soon. Really?
What?
I don't know, man. I'm fucking weird.
Jeez.
I'm on my, like, eighth cup of coffee.
It sounds so horrible. Talk about something, or I'm going
to
be mean.
Not to you. Not to you. I'm a fan of you. You know that. I'm about to start tearing people apart for no reason.
All right, Marty DeRosa.
No, I think I'm getting that more from Oprah.
Is that?
Yeah, I think.
Well, no, you got to change your voice then.
No, that's not Marty.
Do it.
Marty.
No, because she lowers when she says the end. Yeah. You have
no.
to do it like that.
No, that's Oprah. That's what I was doing. What was
no, but you didn't have to going? Change. You have to deepen it.
Oh, I have to at least change my voice. Just not do a monotone. That is.
No, it has. You no, come on. You've heard her. When like she goes, John Travolta.
No. Dick. Raining down.
Deeps. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do the Oprah. Kind of go
to the
yeah.
Oprah. That's great. How many times do you think Oprah's heard in her life? If you want to do the Oprah, you gotta go deeper.
That's her motto.
Yeah, that's the new.
She has that on her wall when she walks out of the studio. And she slaps it before every show.
Play like a champion today. If you want to do Oprah, you gotta go deeper.
Yeah, exactly. She's Oprah. What do you think? She's an angry lady. I bet you.
They're
not angry, but you know what I mean. She's
Do you think she's ever had an orgasm?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
She's rich.
So? A lot of poor people have orgasms. That's why they have kids so young.
Yeah, but I'm saying she has ways to figure it out.
That's what the O Network really is, just ways to figure out how to come. With the right formula, I'll squirt soon enough.
That would be so sad.
There's a squirter in my analogy.
That's a whole lot of money in trying to get an orgasm.
Yeah, that's all the O Network is.
Years and years of suffering and
that's
work.
Not suffering. I mean, it's just like a giant hand job where you never come. It's like, this is nice for the first minute.
Well, yeah, see?
But it's not torture.
Well, it's annoying.
It's not like getting like rape dry fucking or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
I just saw.
Yeah, it isn't.
I saw Diary of a Lost Girl last night, so I got a lot of rape on my mind, everybody.
Okay, but you don't watch Precious.
No, I saw the 1929 version of it.
You should go.
Well, that's what it's a fucking. It's similar, actually.
You should go on a rape movie kick.
Done. I'll watch Precious. It's on streaming. If you didn't know, Merle.
Oh. I pirated it.
So, are you going? You're doing the show at the Brain tonight, right?
Yeah. No.
You're not seriously. I just need to know.
I should have kept going with it. I'm like, nope.
No, if you couldn't do this one, it actually wouldn't be that bad because we got a sound person. But
no, I'm not gonna be there at all.
Tonight's show is gonna be fucking fantastic. You've seen them before, King of the Moon and his minions.
I don't know, but I did look at their Facebook page, and it says that they're cabaret.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's the kind of music you want to smoke cigarettes to.
Sounds very classy.
It is. It's so great. I recommend getting wasted on wine tonight, everybody. Drink wine at King of the Moon and his minions.
Red or white?
Definitely red.
That's all there is.
It's not this. No, there's white.
I know. I said red or white.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what else is there? We don't give the customer an option between like Merlot and Shiraz. It's just drink whatever the fuck we grab you. It's red.
Red or white.
Yeah. There's Chardonnay and white Zinfandel, but you don't know which one.
It is like Kool-Aid.
It is like
the purple.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Kool-Aid, purple. But purple. Tonight's going to be a fucking fantastic night. I wish I could be there. Tomorrow night, too, we got Nerves of Steel. That's going to be a fantastic show. How are you enjoying the Nerves of Steel, people?
Yeah, I like it. Last time they had a really great like comedy troupe.
Oh, who was it?
I think it was a comedy troupe. I'm not quite sure, but they were funny.
You realize I need to know these things, right?
Well, they probably should have told you.
Maybe that's your job. This is your job to tell me if they're good.
Well, I don't remember if they were.
But if there's like,
I don't think they were comedy. They were just like two dudes that got together. They were writers,
though.
I think.
That's what I mean, though. Like, because I have the list of everyone that's performing, but I don't know the like amalgamation.
Really? Because I don't.
Yeah, I do. I get it like the day of. Fucking introduce yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we've always wanted to do a podcast where you understand the inner workings of a business that doesn't make money. Welcome to that show.
But whatever. They did these Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, really? How is that ever good? Really? Was it good? It was actually good?
Well, I like Yo Mama jokes. People were laughing.
People were laughing. People liked Hitler. People liked Hitler.
Really? Bring that one out?
Yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah, the insult.
That's how everyone knows.
So I have a job. I teach the kids and the stuff. I can fucking hear the special ed room, like, next to the library where I'm at, and it's like, that's a fucking humbling experience every day, god damn it. To hear, like, a bunch
special
of...
Special ed, is it?
Developmentally and mentally disabled, both. It's the great...
But, like, really
Yes. Not, like, a little slow. No. I'm not talking about, like, fucking blindside slow kid. I'm talking about, like, not even like radio, but like a little bit worse than radio. Do you know who radio is?
Yes.
Not like a little bit worse than radio.
Cuba Gooding Jr. does
like way worse
not
than,
know how to pick film roles.
Way worse than Gump. What was the cruise one he was on with Horatio Sanz? Boat Trip?
Oh.
Because Boat Trip.
I think so.
I want Boat Trip to be my life story.
I was watching
and
some movie. I
just like
what
the idea of the poster of Snow Dogs.
Snow Dog.
Snow Dog starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
He was in some movie. I was watching that Universal channel.
Oh, yeah.
All they show is Universal
this?
Movies. No. This. It's like a channel where they just show Universal movies.
Yeah, it's called This.
No. It's a different one.
Do they show radio? Is it
no,
called
they
This?
No, they showed some fucking like B movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba.
Some hackers.
Ooh.
And they had implanted some big corporation implanted something in Cuba's head, and then the hackers hacked into the whatever was in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the person who was helping them hack was a guy who was brain dead, but not really.
God, you're awful at this.
It was a really bad movie.
God, you're so fucking bad at describing shit.
But they were hackers.
You realize how bad you are.
1998 hackers.
Ugh. So bad.
Although I love that movie.
Hackers?
Yes.
Do you know who it's
these hackers were like wearing like leather.
Do you know who hackers starred?
Eon Close. What?
Eon Close? Do you know who hackers starred? Like who the star of Hackers was?
Oh, it was Angelina Jolie and Johnny Lee Miller.
Who were?
Oh, raped. They were.
Did you say raped?
No. Oh, fuck. Their name. Crash Override.
No, they were married, god damn it.
Oh, I was thinking of their names and
the... Oh, who the fuck cares? They were banging.
Yeah, I know they were married.
Banging. I like.
Yeah, they got married after that because they met on set.
And then he showed his dick in Trainspotting.
And they were they married in leather.
Did they? Oh,
yeah. It's very romantic.
I think it's cute. The older I get, the more I think like crazy kid stuff is really cute. Like,
really
oh, you're like 30 and you got married with mohawks? That's so cute, you fucking idiots. Like, it used to be like, God, those people are cool. Now it's just so cute and dumb.
You actually would think you thought that they were cool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was like 14, I was like, those people are fucking badass. They do what they want. They live their life. Now I'm just like, oh, they found each other. That's awesome. I'm just happy for them.
I guess.
You never like them? You never like those people are the nicest fucking people.
The weirdos?
Uh-huh.
Who have Halloween weddings?
Yeah, Halloween wedding people are the nicest people.
I guess. John's brother had a Ren Faire wedding.
John, no, not Ren Faire people. I'm not talking about nerds. I'm talking about punk.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, fuck though. Those people suck. Those people like are weird and they're like, you just look at them long enough you get acne. No, not that kind of person. I'm talking about the punk rockers and the goth kids. Those people. The music people. Not loot. No one's a fucking loot fan and then decides to dress like that. But people could be fan of punk rock and then decide to dress like that.
Actually, they probably would with Harley Davidson cutoff shirts.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Those people are so fucking nice. As long as you're white, of course. And I'm a white person.
Yeah.
I forgot about you. I apologize. I didn't think that through. That analogy is super flawed. Sorry about that. Super flawed. Remember Superbad?
Yeah.
That movie happened.
It was just on.
Is it on every day on E or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
They just run old Judd Apatow produced flicks. I saw fucking
yeah, they actually do. They
like
do.
Four times over Christmas because of that.
No, I don't like watching that movie.
Yeah, it's not.
Although I was watching Freaks and Geeks and I realized how many of them were in that movie. It's just weird to see.
They're all his friends.
They're all young and friends. Weird looking.
They are young and weird looking. You nailed it. Speaking of young and weird looking, I'm trying to like DC more, and I think it's starting to happen.
What made you like it more?
Oh, my job. I get to do this crazy cool art.
Your job? Well, that's good.
My job. Not the school job. The school job's great. I mean, love the kids because they're kids. I mean, you got to be fucked up to not like that job. Or a huge pedophile, and you'll love that job. I just like the job. See what I mean? I'm right in the middle. Okay. And I get to do this art thing. So all of my research, like today when I woke up and last night, and then when I'll get off the show with you, I get to go research artists, and that's fucking awesome, and I'm enjoying this. And I realize now I got to find a way to get the city of Chicago and the city of D.C. and other cities like that to fucking pay me. I now understand the allure of not actually earning anything and just giving a grant. This is insanely awesome. This, to me, has to be my ticket out of here or my ticket in here. Either way, public service is the way to go. You don't really work for anything, and you are their own critic, so you can't really choose anything incorrectly. It's fucking brilliant. Merle, continue. Go.
You sound very hippy dippy.
I know, it's great. I fucking feel like I'm in part of a scam, but I'm doing. It's weird. I feel like I'm like, it's one of the few times where I'm at work thinking I'm like on my own time. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like I'm on G chat or something all day, and it's like, oh, I should get back to work.
Yeah, I get you.
But it's fucking weird. That's why I've always wanted you, me, them, everybody to be a fucking job. So let's make that happen, folks. Money. I want some of that money. Please. Please, please, please. So I'm thinking if we did a breakdown of the show, like a pie chart, a good-ass chunk would just be me begging for money. And then maybe a little bit about Monique, a little bit about food, a little bit about old movies, and then a little bit about drinking. And so it's just pretty really sad. We do a very sad show, and I never really realized until right now. How was the rest of New Year's? You were at Dana's house. He lives in a loft. Lots of cameras and nerds. What happened?
I just
then?
Love you. First, you're feeling so bad for yourself, and then you just go right back to where we started.
Yeah, we got to have something to move the show along. What happened then? Let me guess. You all drank a little bit, but not too much. Decent
night.
Well,
apparently I didn't. John drank too much.
What? Did John?
Yeah, he got sick.
Oh, like throw up sick?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever get throw up sick?
Not really,
does
no.
Does he call it throw up sick?
I don't think so.
I got throw up
He's
sick.
Not a baby.
I got throw up sick.
He wasn't puking over my shoulder.
I got
with
throw
a
up
wipe.
Sick. That's awesome.
A sick towel.
When did he throw up? That night or the next day?
That night.
Whoa!
It was great because I was just sitting in the living room eating stew.
What the fuck?
Just like, good luck with that.
New Year's Eve was in Ottawa, Canada.
Okay, what's there?
It's colder. They have stew more, probably. Did you just burp?
No, I went, oh.
Oh, okay, good. Don't burp on my show. When you burp, it becomes my show. When you don't burp, it's our show. I'm losing it. I'm fucking losing it.
So what were you doing in Ottawa?
You were in Ottawa eating stew.
No, I was. What?
You were in Ottawa. So you eat the stew, John throws up. What time is this?
Oh, I have no idea, actually.
You're really bad with details. And details.
I don't look at time.
You don't look at time.
It's nighttime. What do I care?
Holy shit. What time did you get home? Daytime.
No, it was. It was still nighttime.
Good. What time?
I have no idea. I want to say 2 or 3.
I hope you murder someone, because you'll get away with it. You honestly
have no,
pass a
I have no idea of what time is, so they no won't idea. Be able to.
It was dark. Were you sleeping? Sure. What is that accent?
My,
I don't know.
My witness testimony will be very vague.
Ah. To me, you're a sloth, apparently, or a creature that hasn't been born yet.
Because I don't have an idea of time.
Ah! Too much coffee, not enough booze. I don't like this fucking ratio anymore. Oh, man, I've been going on a fucking booking storm. Book the shit out of this next month. We're doing like something like 20 shows in the month of January. And
oh, I thought you were saying like booking like books.
I'm reading.
Yeah, like you went crazy in books.
Whoa, Bill and Ted, for what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm talking like Michael Scott on accident. Let me count the shows: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 shows this month. I'm sorry, only 15 shows. out of the next 31 days. That might
son of a bitch
turn into 16. And they're all fucking good. I'm so happy. This is not like when I used to do charity shows where I just book bands that would make money. This is shit I like that probably won't make any money. It's very, very awesome and nice. And I finally got my headliner for the New York show. I got everyone I asked for on the first shot for that New York show. I don't think that's ever happened for any of the shows. Like, no scheduling conflict, no anything. We got Nick Vatterott, who's a stand-up comic. We have music from Pearl and the Beard, who I think, if you listen to the show, you might have heard Pearl and the Beard. They were fucking fantastic when I saw them at, like, a house venue or something. I interviewed the Beard in Pearl and the Beard, and they're going to be playing that show. And we have Sarah Benicasa, who is part of Wonkette. She also is a comedian, so she's done stuff for Comedy Central, and she's done stuff for MTV News, and she's very funny. And it's fucking exciting. And there might actually be like a standing room only crowd in New York. So it went from like me worrying about no one there to a standing room only crowd. The last fucking day of the month is probably going to be the best fucking show for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live in the month of January. Because we have, obviously, Esmeralda and I will be doing the show. And apparently, according to this poster, she's a very weak woman.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
We have a host of Red Bar Radio, Mike David. We have a stand-up comic, Chad Briggs, who was a finalist for the Andy Kaufman Award for 2010. And we have a special set from Al Scorch. Al Scorch, so good. He's our first return musical guest. Jeremy Tromberg will be back at the piano. Jesus Christ, this show is going to be fucking fantastic. I wanted a poster for this show because I think it's going to be a good show. And I told Kevin, like, hey, man, we need a poster within the next 6 hours so we can get it printed and distributed before the direction goes on break. He does a fucking fantastic job. All I tell him is make it manly, and you might want to use the He-Man font. Go to youmethemeverybody.com/events. Scroll down to January 31st, and you will see what I'm talking about. It's just fucking fantastic. It stars Lou Ferrigno and a weak woman named Esmeralda Leone. And Esmeralda, you're actually like upset about that. I can't tell. Well,
everyone
really
gets
upset about that.
Everyone gets great little intros.
Well, it's all dudes. Did you notice that?
Weak woman.
Did you notice
that? That just means I'm going to have to pound some. That can is coming out wrong. To pound some ass.
Yep, that sounds bad. If you're not nice about it, I'm going to have Kevin do the same thing for February 28th because that's another show where it's all dudes. Let's see. Well, this is good. The March 28th show has Claire Zulke, who's a Onion writer and an author as well. And April 25th has Good Morning, which is a band that features a woman. So at least there will be women. What's up? Is it Good Evening? Fuck, I got to change that. I don't know why I put Good Morning. Let's change that right now.
I don't know either.
That's sad because
Good Evening.
Shut the fuck up. They're the house band for Nerves of Steel. And this will be the first musical booking you've had on the show.
What do you mean?
This is the first group that you said you should get them to play
a
live show. You've had Old Man Benton Presents a Ghost Story, and what do you say for that, Esmeralda?
I didn't know.
No, what do you say, Esmeralda?
What do you mean, what do I say?
Well, how did the show go?
So
what would you say to someone? Fuck you. Say sorry, goddammit. It was shit. You don't get the book anymore if you bring that shit around. So here's my story. Esmeralda's so-so with the booking right now.
I was going on...
Nothing. You were going on nothing.
I was going on, what do you call it? Trust.
Yep, how did that work out for you?
It did not go well.
It didn't.
No.
You were more upset than me, and I had to do all the fucking work.
Because I was annoyed.
I had to do all the extra miking and the 2 hours of bullshit sound check for that. Welcome, everybody, to No Money Entertainment. This is what we do. We just talk about our future bookings. Are you having fun with this series or no?
Yeah, it's cool.
Good.
It's interesting because it is, I mean, it's variety, so.
Yes, it is.
It's not the same thing every time.
I know. It's really weird to have like a night at home anymore. And it's not good. Like, I really want to be able to just have a very quiet night and enjoy myself, but I don't. It's not like I have a bad time at home. I just want to fucking be at something different. And I'm super bored at other people's shows now. Like, I can't stand to go to just one thing anymore, which is awful.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if I go
you can't stay in one place?
Like, I was at a community you should know. Or no, I was at Chicago Underground Comedy last Tuesday. And I had a fine time. But at the end of that show, I was like, okay, what's next? So then I went to The Hungry Brain, and I was with the guys from Everything is Terrible, returning the projector. And that was cool. Then I was like, where's next? And I'm constantly like, what's going on? I want to keep moving. And it's weird. And like, because when you do the show, Esmeralda, like, you're busy. You have to set shit up. You have to tear shit down. You do a sound check. You do the basket. You do the mailing list, blah, blah, blah. You're busy. You know, you're not just watching a show. I don't like just watching anything anymore. I want to be involved in it. Does that make sense?
You're a doer, not a watcher.
Exactly. I'm a shower, not a grower. And I'm a pooer, not
yeah,
a...
Yeah, there you are. Well, when combined with this show, we are growers.
Growing and showing at the same time. Just a big dick. Everybody, I'm a big dick.
Or a when big you... garden.
Or a what?
A big garden.
A Bic razor.
What?
What?
A big garden.
Bic razor.
No, what?
What? Stanley steamer carpet cleaner. You don't like my improv skills?
That's improv skills?
Skills. I learned that at Second City.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'm a graduate of Second City.
You are not.
I really? Am. I am. I'm not a liar. I'm a graduate of Second City. Hey, where's my Wikipedia page, everybody? We need a
Wikipedia. You can't have one.
I can't have one. Why?
I don't know. There's like rules.
Why can't I have one?
I don't know. You have to be like, well, I guess because you're in DC now and doing stuff there. But I thought there's like rules as to who could be on Wikipedia.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought there was.
No, there's not.
Well, then make one.
No, someone has to make it for me. Fill it with lies. I don't care. Just, I want a Wikipedia page this year. 2011 yeah, year thought... Wikipedia.
Yeah, I thought you had to do something.
No, I can't make it. Like, you can't make your own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so someone has to make it for me. They have to think I'm important enough to do a Wikipedia page. And here's the thing. You don't like me, fucking make one. You'll love it. You make fun of me. I don't care. Tell people I'm awful. I'm a piece of shit. I just want a Wikipedia page. Okay? Okay, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I thought there was like you had to have something.
No, not at all. Anybody could have a Wikipedia page. Someone just has to make it. I'm talking about the same fucking thing over and over. It's not interesting.
I guess that's the problem. People just don't want to make them.
No, they don't care about me. How do I make them care about me?
You gotta find the ones. You gotta find like the ones you edit, like the Wikipedia page on lighthouses.
No. They're not gonna like this show.
We're anti-lighthouse.
The band Lighthouse, the idea of lighthouses, just the idea of water. I'm not a fan of any of it. Like, paved over cities. And
what? A lighthouse?
The band Lighthouse. I think they were Christian.
Oh.
I'm hanging out a moment! That's what I sing to my cat. Because I'm crazy. All right. I'm going to go punch something.
Don't punch the cat.
I'm not going to punch a cat. I'm not
all right. Just making sure.
So tonight, if for some reason you listen to this show very quickly or very soon after it's posted, go to Hungry Brain tonight. Tuesday, January 4th, Hungry Brain Nerves of Steel. It's going to be fantastic. This Thursday, we return to the Looking Glass Lounge, January 6th, with guest Carolyn Bolefsky, stand-up comedian Jeff Maurer, and a special set from Armita Lowe, her last set before she moves to L.A. Next Monday, January 10th, Well Slept Film Festival, featuring Dan Polgorzowski, Phil Polgorzowski's brother, who starred in The Shuffle. That's too much of a connection to me that no one understands. January 11th, Dreambait presents Ambient 2 with Drone Baez, Dojo versus Twitch, live video manipulation by Courtney Bird. That's at the Hungry Brain. And on January 12th, our first event at Chief Ike's Mambo Room, we're going to be screening Charade, the great Cary Grant Audrey Hepburn film from 1963. That's offense-free. And then next Thursday, two Thursdays from now, January 13th, You Meet Everybody Live at the Looking Glass. Guests include What the Fuck Has Obama Done So Far? Creator Savannah Miller, stand-up comedian Will Hessler, who's one of my favorites in D.C., and a special set from Ugly Purple Sweater. That's a lot of events and not a lot of days. If you want, you can come to all of those events by flying to and from Washington, D.C. and Chicago, Illinois. Then you'll fly to New York City to see us there. So, yeah, come to all those events. Merle, you want to say anything?
You can take a train.
You can take a train. Is it like Oprah or is it like Marty?
That was no one, actually.
That was Brandon. That's my new thing, fart noise at the end.
There you go.
But it's
There's
not,
your thing.
Wait, wait. It's not I'm drunk, I'm Will Ferrell in Anchorman fart noise. It's I don't care about life fart noise. Does that make sense? So does
it's
that
yours,
make sense? I don't fucking care. That's my way of saying I'm about to put a knife in my neck. I'm about to
In your back?
Neck.
Your neck.
Here's my catchphrase for 2011. You ready? It's very simple. You've heard it before. Salad days or suicide note, only the audience could decide my fate. These are either the salad days or the suicide note, everybody. It's not a throwaway line I use it in one monologue. God damn it. It will be my punch, all the buttons. I know I'm not as clever as Esmeralda.
Punch all the buttons!
We're getting there. Thanks for listening, everybody, to this really pointless show, and have a day at a cubicle.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.